In 2021, nearly 50 fire incidents happened in St. Albert, including the largest one in at least a decade. In May of 2021, a blaze tore through the Citadel Muse West building, which housed local seniors, and displaced dozens. While investigators did not determine the exact cause of the fire, it is known it started on a first-floor patio. The fire department tackled a total of 47 fire incidents through 2021, said Mike Boss, fire prevention officer with the City of St. Albert. In total, there was about $14.8 million in losses from the fires, the bulk of which came from the Citadel Muse fire, totaling $14.5 million in estimated damages. We've had a couple large fires, and that always does challenge your processes and your procedures and causes you to look inward and make sure you know that we're doing the right things, Boss said. It's stressful for everybody because there's always a lot of work that goes into that after the call to just kind of dissecting it and doing the investigation and all that sort of stuff. On top of battling the blazes, the department also coped with COVID-19 and the devastating loss of one of its own members, Warren Hillier. It's been stressful, definitely, for our crews, for everybody here, Boss said. Of the 47 blazes sparked in the city this year, crews responded to 26 outdoor fires sparked in brush, grass, or even dumpsters. There were an additional 2 commercial industrial fires, 6 residential fires, and 8 vehicles that caught fire. Often what sparks the fires in the city is cooking, said Boss, and people extinguishing cigarettes in outdoor planters. Those are probably the 2 main causes that we have, Boss said. Fires can easily start during the cold months, and Boss advises residents to always make sure they have working smoke alarms in their homes. In the winter, Boss said it's important for drivers to use the appropriate electrical cords to plug in vehicles and that everything is maintained properly in a vehicle. We have a number of fires which occur because of mechanical problems. People are driving in the vehicles that are out of oil or some sort of mechanical failure occurs to cause the fire in the vehicle, Boss said. This time of year, the fire department gets many calls about carbon monoxide. Boss said to never leave cars running in the garage and to make sure the appliances inside of homes are properly vented. I mean, snow or ice can build up on the flues on the outside, so we want to make sure that people are checking to make sure that their appliances are properly vented, Boss said. It is important to install carbon monoxide detectors inside homes and make sure they are working, Boss said.